Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
So let's bring in our next guest. From the Illinois Policy Institute, one of their fine folks joins us every Wednesday afternoon. Adam Schuster joining us today, Senior Director of Budget and Tax Research at the Illinois Policy Institute, illinoispolicy.org. Adam, good afternoon. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. I'm Tim Jones. I'm in the big chair. Annie is out on maternity leave. She had lovely little Molly last week.
Well, congratulations to Annie and Molly, and nice to be introduced to you, Tim.
Yeah, absolutely. Adam, thanks for joining us here this afternoon. I got Katie and Ryan here as well. So, Adam, I know one of the big topics we're going to talk to you about today is a new piece that you all published over at Illinois Policy Institute, illinoispolicy.org. And the headline of this is just, every time we have a headline about Illinois, it's shocking. But maybe we shouldn't be shocked at this point. Illinoisans pay 10th highest lifetime taxes in the U.S. So, Adam, just give us a 30,000 foot on this. How did you all come up with that staggering headline that Illinois, which we you know, when we think of high tax states that would earn that moniker, you know, we would think of California, New York, some others. You wouldn't think of a Midwestern state like Illinois, but apparently it's true.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely true. Illinois consistently ranks among the top 10 highest tax states. You know, it depends on the study you look at and what actual measurements you're using. Wallet Hub, for example, is a personal finance site. They've ranked us as high as first in total state and local tax burden. The Tax Foundation, which looks at total taxes as a percentage of personal income of the state, so how much does the government take of all the income that the people and businesses earn, that has put us as high as sixth. And then this latest study is looking at lifetime taxes. And so that's measured by, over a 60-year span, including 35 years roughly of working, how much taxes are you going to pay in state and local taxes? And it's almost $700,000, for the average resident in Illinois, which places us 10th on that ranking. But, you know, for me, the really, frustrating thing about being an Illinoisan is not just that our taxes are so high, but also that we get so little in return, so that the money is used so poorly, mostly being thrown into our pension crisis and our massive debt burdens, compared to a state like California, which, you know, has the same reputation as being a very high tax state, but at least the people are seeing a little bit more back in services for those high taxes that they pay. And I think that's why you see a much bigger out-migration problem in Illinois than you do in other high-tax states, because it's not just, you know, that we're asking people to pay more, but we're asking them to pay more and continually giving them less in return.
Adam Schuster, Illinois Policy. I'm looking at some of the breakdown of how you came to these figures. And I remember, I've been in Illinois my whole life, so I've lived there my whole life. Before I was really involved in politics or knew that there were different states that had different tax rules as far as property taxes go, I was shocked when I was in my mid-20s. I think I was doing a television interview. I went to Northern Kentucky, right outside of Cincinnati, was interviewing a guy there at his house, and the house was enormous. And I guess I was young enough that I didn't care about asking questions like, what are your property taxes on this place? And he said, oh, I don't know, about $1,200. I was floored. I was floored. I mean, we're talking about a huge, huge house, and they paid nothing on it. And this is outside of, you know, just like right here where we are in Illinois. We're a suburb of St. Louis, at least I am. They were just outside of Cincinnati, so it very, very similar situation. And I was paying for a lesser house probably three times as much. How much do property taxes factor into this number that you're talking about and to that out-migration?
That's a great question. It's absolutely the most punishing portion of most Illinoisans' tax burden. Our property taxes are the second highest in the nation after only New Jersey. Typically, an Illinoisan is going to be paying more than 2% of the value of their home on average, and in some places it ranges much higher than that. But you know, whereas states like Florida, Tennessee, Texas, even, you know, states, and many of these states have no income tax, you're paying less than 1% of the value of your home annually in property taxes. So the property tax problem is, you know, out of control in Illinois, and it really compounds the out-migration problem, because it's not just, you know, that you're forcing people to pay a lot of money, which, you know, is reducing their after-tax income, the amount of money they have to spend and invest and, you know, use for their own purposes, but it also, high property taxes depress home price appreciation. So the higher your property taxes are, you know, the harder it is to sell your home for a better price, because people are looking at that property tax burden when they're shopping around. So, you know, we've had a horrible out-migration problem in Illinois for about a decade, lost a congressional seat after the last census, for example. And if you look at home price appreciation since the Great Depression, we're ranked 48th in the nation for average growth in home values. So the property tax burden is a huge problem. The high tax burden overall is a huge problem. And yet what we're seeing is that our lawmakers, rather than you know, get serious about addressing these things and lowering the cost of living to make Illinois a more attractive place, they're actually continuing to use tax increases as part of their annual strategy for balancing the budget. I remember a couple of years ago, I was on the show talking about, you know, how Governor Pritzker's first budget and capital plan included 20 newer higher taxes and fees, and his most recent one adds an additional 4. So that's 24 tax increases just under Governor Pritzker's first term in less than 3 years in office.
Adam, before we move on from property taxes, because there's a lot of different, you know, reasons for this tax burden listed in your article, how do you fix that issue in particular? Is it all local? Is it statewide? Is it a combination of both? Like, what would it take to lower property taxes in Illinois?
Well, it does take statewide policy, because many of the reasons property taxes are high have nothing to do with policy that local governments are in control of. So property taxes exclusively fund local government in Illinois. There is no state collection of property taxes, but state policy impacts them a lot. There's three kind of core areas. The first is we have too many school districts. I've talked about this problem on the show before, but, you know, we spend the most in the nation on the cost of administering our school districts. We have way too many school districts serving way too few students. A state like California, for example, has three times as many students as Illinois, three times the student body population, but they pay 33% less for the cost of administering their school districts because they're just much more efficient. They have more schools per school district and more students per school district. The other one is just general purpose governments. We have way too many local governments in general. We have almost 7,000 local governments in the state of Illinois. By far, it's the largest number of local governments of any state in the country. And that's, again, just it's an administrative inefficiency problem. We have a lot of duplication, or, you know, multiple people doing what could be a job for one person or one government. And so consolidation of school districts, as well as consolidation of townships, you know, water reclamation districts, mosquito abatement districts, all these insane number of special districts that we have. Consolidation is a big part of bringing property taxes down. But then the last one, and actually the most important, I saved the best for last year, is pension reform. Because in addition to the huge burden placed on the state government, pension debt is the largest financial burden that most of our cities have to pay for police officers, firefighters, and municipal employees. And so, you know, if you look at where your property taxes are going, in many places, it's close to 100% of annual property tax collections immediately go to the pension payment.
Yeah, and Adam, final kind of a big key takeaway here is everything you've just discussed has real-world consequences, doesn't it? And I've seen more studies over the last few months than I have seen in probably the last few years. I think because the pandemic has accelerated some of these differences between horribly big blue mismanaged states like Illinois versus some of the well-managed red states like we happen to be lucky to live in. I'm here in Missouri in the St. Louis region. What happens is, Adam, is that the real-world consequences are the people that can leave the state do. And I believe for the last 3 or 4 or 5 years, Illinois has led the nation in per capita, maybe even in actual numbers, too, of people leaving the state. And eventually, that ends up harming everybody who's left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. And unfortunately, it's also true that the people who are leaving tend to be wealthier than the people that are coming in. So while we have this net out migration problem of people, it's even worse if you look at dollars. So if you look at IRS data and the income people take out of the state, Illinois is losing the most income, and we're losing it to places like Florida, like Tennessee, where they manage their finances appropriately. And as a result, they're able to have significantly lower tax burdens without reducing the amount of services that they provide. And in many cases, you could even say that their local government services are better. So yeah, the real world consequences are, ultimately what we should care about here. And the real world consequence that's resulting from this, high tax burden combined with our financial mismanagement is that it's increasingly difficult for people to be able to grow a life in Illinois, to establish a family here, to establish a business here. And that's a major problem that our politicians should be focused on. And it was, unfortunately largely ignored in this most recent General Assembly session.
Mm-hmm. Well, hope springs eternal in my mind. And hopefully, thanks to the giant spotlight of truth the Illinois Policy Institute shines, sanity will perhaps reign once again someday in the once great land of Lincoln. Adam Schuster, Senior Director of Budget and Tax Research at Illinois Policy Institute, our guest today. Thanks so much for joining us, Adam. It's great having a conversation with you.
Thanks for having me on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.